Here we are in southwest Missouri. With me is Kip Cullors, who has once again broken his own world record in soybean production. And Kip, what's your new world record?
160.605, if you want to get exact.
And that's of course your contest plot. And now tell me, how'd you do it? How'd you improve this year?
Well, you know, Cindy, I've run around the countryside all year long telling people, or, you know, actually did it last winter, that, hey, we're going to mix this thing up and change some stuff. And we had two goals. We was going to control the white mow, we was going to control the height. And we was able to accomplish both of those. And you know, it all comes down to plant health, keeping that plant alive and happy and healthy. And, you know, we had to kill the soybean plants, you know, down in Brazil. Scott Dickey and I spent 10 days down there. They have to do the same thing down there. They have to defoliate their soybeans before they never combine them. Same thing here, you know. We bloom 75 days, and we're going to change it up again next year and try some new things and see what we can do accomplish next year. And I'm really not going after the yield as much as I am just, you know, seeing what we can learn and actually go to the next level.
Now, you don't know at this point, because you haven't finished harvesting yet, what your overall yield is, right?
No, we still like 700 acres of beans, and you know, way it looks right now, they're all dry land double crop behind green beans, and it don't look too promising. Looks like we went from the middle of July clear through till about the 10th September, no rain at all. So that's going to hurt them, but they won't be a wreck. But there for a while, I thought, my gosh, to make 10 bushels, we're going to be lucky.
Yeah, I was going to ask you next what this season was like down here.
Yeah, it was really, really, really hot. But for our contest where we're irrigating stuff, that's actually what we really, truly need. So fortunately, we had the governor here today, and he's a very supporter for agriculture, and we're real fortunate that we have a governor like that.
Well, show off your plant here. Let's take a look at it.
So anyway, so what we did this year was, you know, with control our height, as you can see, these beans are a lot shorter than normal. But we hit them real early with the Cobra. And the reason we used Cobra, Scott and I, we was debating it back and forth. So we called Dennis Belcher. Was BASF, and we said, Dennis, Cobra or Blazer, which one? You make the decision. He said Cobra. So we went with Cobra, and what we did was we killed the main growing point and then caused them to branch out. So Dennis was the one that told us to use the Cobra, because in Brazil they use a lot more Blazer down there, but Dennis thought the Cobra would be better, so that's what we went with.
Now, you said you were a little bit disappointed with your yield this year.
Well, I really thought we had 170 or 180 made with the 94Y91s, and that just wasn't quite as good as the 94Y71s. And the thing about the 94Y71s is probably just strictly a contest bean for us. We grow mainly 94Y70s on all of our normal production acres, and the 71s we're not growing any on production. So it goes back to that right product, right acre, you know. Most farmers in Missouri would be better off Y70s or Y91s versus Y71s.
Well, of course, if you've gone up to all 170, 180, how much more could you go after that? It's nice to go up in increments instead of, you know, making a big jump like that, right?
Yeah, really it is. I mean, I called Dave Canal, the pioneer, and I was kind of crying on his shoulder that he didn't do as good as I thought. But he said, hey, Kip, he said, 5 bushels or 6 is not too bad. So I guess it's not. But.
So you go up 1 or 2 next year, you got another record, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it's so hard to set a record. We're so... When you get to these levels, it's all the weather just dictates it so much.
Tell me about, we got the 100 Bushel Club here. Tell me about, what is the 100 Bushel Club?
Well, you know, they don't have a national soybean yield contest, and we probably really don't need one. You know, and the thing about it is what happens in the corn contest is you get a lot of guys entering just to get a free trip. And they may win their state with 25 bushels corn yields, you know. And this really just actually promotes the highest yields in the United States. And it, you know, it gets rid of a lot of the hoopla and stuff. And it, you know, this is a lot easier to manage. So Missouri Soybean, they came up with this idea actually 3 years ago. I think it's a great deal. Hopefully we can get BASF and Pioneer and Sitcam Admin and EMD and all these guys to get behind this and kind of promote the 100 Bushel Club. And, you know, basically get a free sports jacket and a deal that says you made 100 bushel soybeans.
Of course, it's a real small club.
Yeah, it's a pretty small club. It's Charlie Hinkabine and myself. We're both from Missouri, so sure, there's some guys in Illinois and Indiana this year's got some 100 bushel beans. But it's a pretty good deal, and it's pretty easily managed.
Well, it was good to be out here with you, Kip, and have the governor out here to recognize you. And I want to give some credit to your son, Noah, who is my videographer here. So yeah, thanks a lot.
Noah's a pretty special boy. That's what he likes to do. plays the piano, and he likes school. And when I was in school, I hated it. And fortunately, he likes it. So he'll be the brains, and maybe we'll send him off and make him a doctor or something.
Well, he can always work for Aguard.
There you go. Yeah, he might be good at that. Or BSF or whatever, yeah.
All right, thanks so much. Kip Cullors here in Southwest Missouri, once again, a soybean world champion. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.